Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about rethinking bulk mail. It's the 21st century. Computer, here's a hint. It's all computer driven now. There's no more ink on your hands. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Rob asks, I'm a real estate broker full-time who invests in land on the side.
Oh.
I would be curious to hear any strategies real estate agents are using to cultivate listings from your investment mailings.
Funny,
as I'm sure you know, I come across a lot of property that is not a good fit on the investment side because of the numbers.
Yep.
However, many of these properties would make nice listings. Any thoughts on turning that corner? And we already have an answer that we're going to share here too.
This is right out of our community, this question. Mm-hmm. Copy and pasted right out of the online community.
So Adam wrote, I think that's a great idea. I have a good relationship with a realtor in one of the areas where I invest. When I talk to people and they want way, way more than I can pay,
yeah,
and they're adamant about getting retail, I suggest they list it with a realtor, and I recommend my friend. I pass the listing over to her. She helps me by taking pictures of various parcels in the county where she works. Everyone wins. That's a great idea.
This is the Adam that went to our Los Angeles meetup.
Oh.
You know, he's such a bright kid.
Yeah.
He's real young.
Cool.
He's all in, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Adam, for answering the question. And I couldn't have answered it better myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the numbers don't work, it's usually because there's a loan on the property. You just list it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people use this. We have a lot of real estate agents that are part of our group that use this program and the data and the bulk mail, which is what we're going to talk about today, to get listings.
Mm-hmm.
So they send an offer out, you know, that's less than retail value for the property. And if the owner comes back and says, you know, there's no way I'm not going to sell my house for $100,000. It's worth $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
Then you Jillify it and just say, I'll list it for you then.
I'll help you then.
Yeah,
I'll help you.
If you're an agent.
Right.
Or if you're not, like Adam says, make friends with one.
Well, you know, and it's so cool because
maybe you're married to one.
Well, you already passed the seller's test too, because you know the property.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on. You know what it's worth. So, you know, and that's a really good spot
that's
to be
right.
in, because you could, you know,
yeah,
Rob,
total
say, hey,
control.
You know, say, hey, here's the deal. I'll pay cash for it tomorrow, or I'll help you list it.
Yep.
You know, and we'll try to get this. I really think if you maybe can get, you know, whatever. Yeah, that's awesome.
So at the moment, we have our education program, Cashflow from Land, is the only program we have released, but I'm halfway through recording a program that is for real estate agents.
Cool.
That helps, you know, using bulk mail.
Mm-hmm.
And data, assessor's data, to get listings.
Exactly.
It's called a listing a day.
Awesome.
Imagine if you had a listing a day.
Yep.
I think there's people who do that.
I think there are. If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on LandInvestors.com.
Today's topic, rethinking bulk mail. It's the 21st century already.
Mm-hmm.
This is the meat of the show. So.
I'm telling Jack, energy. We need energy.
We have retained a partnership with Letterstream.com, and these guys are the future of bulk mail. It costs exactly 49 cents to mail a letter out, whether you mail one or 1 million. That's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of these companies like Click to Mail and Yellow Letters, haha, we don't even use those words around our office anymore.
No.
Because it's
expensive.
More you mail, the cheaper it gets. That's silly. What if you want to send out 200? What if you want to send out 2,000? Just make it simple.
Well,
and it's all online.
They're very expensive.
And they send it out
double.
That day.
Yeah. Well, and you have to do a lot of your own work. This one, they do the mail merge for
us. They do
everything.
For you.
It's really
full
nice.
Service.
And when I say when we're talking bulk mail, I think it's good to share exactly what we're talking about. It's not a postcard, because you can do postcards cheap. It's a real two-page letter, the front, you know, and in a windowed envelope, all done the right way.
It's done the right way.
You know, it's interesting. I was on a webinar last week listening to this guy talk, and he's in real estate, but he does different stuff, and he was talking about sending these postcards out. And he was sharing with this group about how great his printer was, about how they you know, do the address checks to make sure that everything's deliverable. And he thought that was a big deal. I'm like, wait a minute, doesn't everybody do that? But I realized they don't. And yeah. I thought, I was shocked that he thought that was something special.
That's my whole...
our printer, that's an automatic, that's a given.
Yeah, so bulk mail in the 21st century involves a lot of software. And there's the post office, it turns out, they reward bulk mail licenses in a huge way financially if they process the mail that works easy, so it's good, but works for the post office.
Right.
That means there's no return to sender, and that all the addresses are verified before it gets to the post office.
Exactly.
It's dropped off at the post office in a real specific way.
Right.
Like physically
organized
according to zip code, mm-hmm. and so in geography and the whole thing. So that's why the correct mailer, it is very, very organized like that way.
Right. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's why you don't want to do it yourself.
If you're licking a stamp, then you just turn... If you're licking a stamp, this is the first time you've probably listened to our show.
Right.
Because I can't describe to you how silly that is.
Well, yeah. If you're licking a stamp...
And ineffective.
My offer's going to get there in 2 days. Yours is going to get there in a week.
Yep.
You know? I sure hope everything was on there correctly and it's legible.
And maybe the address isn't right.
That's what I mean.
Maybe it's going to come back.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, we've taken all the work out of finding a bulk mail. Mm-hmm. It does not get any better than LetterStream and any cheaper.
You know, I'm glad this week. These are two good shows, Jack. These are things you don't skimp on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're skimping on the cost, but we're not skimping on the quality. And we're not really skimping on the cost. We just found the right printer. That's the reality.
Yeah,
we did the front work to find the right person and the right company and negotiate the right price.
That's right, and it's very industry specific. The guy who owns the company, his name's Dave, and Dave Patterson, and he understands real estate.
Mm-hmm.
He every time I sit down with him, he's actually in Scottsdale. Every time I sit down with him, we start by laughing and talking about the cheap property we're buying. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk more about real estate than we do actually mail.
Mm-hmm.
So, please stop licking the stamps then.
Exactly. Exactly.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. I love Dave, man.
Yeah.
He just understands
it. He's really nice.
He just gets the whole thing. And it's all integrated from a software standpoint. It could not be easier to send out an offer campaign.
Right. And he has the right team. He's really done a good job.
It's all IT people.
And they're very helpful. And it's good.
Yep.
They set you up to succeed.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.